Hi, this is Duncan Bauer with Xscape Talk, and today I'd like to talk a bit about gay rights versus religious freedom. It seems to have been commonly accepted now due to the highly orchestrated and extremely successful efforts of the gay left that reparative therapy for people with unwanted same-sex attractions is harmful. You can just do a search on Google to see how many opinions there actually are on the matter. The results are mixed. I'm not sure about that. There is anecdotal evidence both ways, and much has been done to unearth any individuals who have undergone said therapy to prove that it's not only not working, but is also harmful. I have personally been through Living Waters course, and since it is more of a discipleship course than anything else, I don't really see what is potentially harmful in that, except that maybe when the participant begins to question the biblical basis for wanting to change in the first place, and that, of course, is another question altogether. I believe that the cognitive dissonance that is produced when people with unwanted same-sex attractions who are persuaded by possibly well-meaning pro-gays feel that they are somehow being untrue to themselves when they act on their own conviction that they need to change because they don't for some reason buy pro-gay interpretations of the Bible, this is harmful. Religious freedom is a right, and the right to pursue any course of action in order to be true to one's beliefs, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else, is legitimate and shouldn't be frowned upon by anybody else. Any effort by anybody who is acting on whatever impulse to dissuade them beyond making them aware of the alternatives is repressive and needs to be recognized as such. Not everybody who has been through some form of reparative therapy has come out of it harmed by it and secretly wanting to be gay but living a lie. I'm going to ignore the research and statistics, and I'm going to focus on my own experience. Not only have I been through a Living Waters course, but in the last 2 years have had in-depth counseling, which was not aimed primarily at making me less gay. The counseling was as a result of a very destructive church experience that I had. Churches are dangerous places, as are gay political groups. I've got first-hand experience. Any group is potentially a dangerous place, and one needs to have eyes open since people are damaged and they act in that way. So, I needed to process that church-induced hurt. As a result, I got into some historical deep stuff that damaged me in ways that impacted my life profoundly. The upshot of it all was that because I have had unwanted same-sex attractions, and some have persisted into the recent past, that's no secret. You can go to my podcast and listen to me talk about why I still choose to live a straight and married lifestyle while I occasionally experience unwanted same-sex attractions. We dealt with some of the roots of these. And I know that in the minds of the pro-gay movement there is no nature-nurture debate, but some of us have a contrary experience. The result was that I'm far more at ease with myself and also have fewer and fewer attractions. I have said in the very recent past in some posts that I don't believe that we should be trying to convince homosexuals that they need to change because they will go to hell. I personally don't believe in eternal hell anymore. And you can see on my blog roll why. And I don't believe that everybody should choose for anybody else from either side. I believe that it is fair that both sides should have the opportunity to state their case, and the religious right have lost the right to assume that they have a corner on the truth. However, the pro-gay movement seems to have assumed the moral high ground. They feel that they have some sort of obligation to inform, which verges on the religious fervor which they have sought to combat in anti-gay Christians. Well, they don't. There is an obligation to inform, but when it crosses a line and becomes coercion, it enters the domain of repression. I have the right to want to change even if it were bad for me, which it has turned out not to be, and so does anybody else, no matter how misguided they may or may not be. I don't need the pro-gay movement to be a nanny for me. The information out there has now gained a critical weight which obviates the need for pro-gays to decide for anybody what is good for them. Anything more than information is self-righteous and offensive. I detect an alarming trend. In the same way that religious anti-gay fundamentalists have traditionally thought that anybody who is opposed to them is somehow a threat, pro-gays seem to have adopted a similar stance and appear to believe that anybody who embodies an ex-gay lifestyle constitutes a challenge that must be met or they will lose ground. This is a myth, and any thinking person needs to nip this in the bud as it endangers all freedom of thought or speech and makes a mockery of any efforts to inform. This has been Duncan Bauer on Ex-Gay Talk. Speak to you next time.